Public schools in Oakland, California are in financial trouble. The district is seeking the biggest bailout of a school system in California history and may be taken over by the state. But a plan to salvage the district is not a sure thing, as the state faces a multi-billion dollar deficit. From member station KQED, Catherine Barron reports.
State Senator Don Parada is asking legislators for a $100 million emergency loan so Oakland can pay its teachers through the end of this school year.
We really need to get this thing done and get it done fast. And there is no real value now in finger-pointing or assessing blame.
There's no time for it either. If they don't get this money, the district will run dry by May 1st. Officials fear they could be forced to shut down the schools and send their 48,000 students home weeks early or declare bankruptcy. Critics say it should never have come this far. State auditors have been scrutinizing Oakland since 1999 and given the district hundreds of recommended changes to stave off the current crisis. Despite those warnings, Oakland schools have already been forced to take out two other loans totaling $90 million, including one from the county. It's not clear yet whether poor planning or illegal bookkeeping is to blame. That's still under investigation. But either way, Sheila Quintana, president of the Oakland Teachers Union, says district officials have failed teachers, students, and parents.
This district was derelict in their duty. The school board was compliant in the fact that they allowed this kind of mismanagement to continue. They are all culpable. They need to be held accountable.
Whatever is behind them, the district's money troubles couldn't come at a worse time. California is facing a whopping $35 billion budget shortfall, and Governor Gray Davis has proposed sweeping cuts everywhere, including public education, in order to close that gap. Oakland schools stand to lose another $8 to $10 million if those cuts go through. That's especially sobering for a district that has become a national model for reform, boosting test scores, raising teacher qualifications, and creating nearly a dozen small neighborhood schools like Ascend Elementary in the poor, racially mixed Fruitvale section of the city.
What's your home called?
Persevering.
Why are you writing about persevering?
Principal Hasten Kim banters with students in an art class at Ascend. Kim says schools like these are boosting student achievement and teacher morale in the district, and she credits Oakland Superintendent Dennis Chaconis for supporting them.
My parents feel inspired by him. My teachers feel inspired by him. I mean, he's our executive director, and he's here a lot. He's in classrooms. He knows the names of my teachers.
But chances are that legislators will insist on replacing Chaconis and taking control of the district as a condition for any loan. That's if the state can even find an extra $100 million in the general fund. Oakland Senator Don Parada says given the budget bedlam, he's expecting a nasty political battle in Sacramento to win the bailout.
That means that we have to have suburban Republicans supporting urban Democrats. And while we all probably would like to say we should be above partisan politics, the fact is the state's got an enormous deficit. And every dime we are going to be putting into Oakland, we are effectively taking from somebody else.
Despite those concerns, the state constitution may not allow California to just say no to Oakland. The last time the legislature turned away a bankrupt district, the parents sued, and the courts forced the state to pony up. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in Oakland.